Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Creative Introvert Entrepreneur Podcast. This is a show that helps introverts build your business brand online. Hi, I'm Kim Beasley, and I'm the founder of this podcast. And one of my favorite sayings is, introverts unite! I love this saying because I want to inspire you to be successful in building your business brand online. For this episode, I want to introduce you to Audrey Bell. Welcome, Audrey.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you for coming today. And I want to share a little bit about Audrey before I start interviewing her. Okay, I'm going to take a deep breath and say all these things that she is. She's an inventor, author, entrepreneur, and podcaster. Woo! And she has a passion to help women find their voice by leveraging podcasting. And that's really, really cool. We're going to get into that today. Audrey wants to show them how to use their voice to share their message and expertise where? Behind the mic. You can't see my mic, but my mic is right here. So before we get started, I always ask the same question of everybody that I interview. And I ask, are you an introvert or an extrovert or an ambivert? That is, an ambivert is a mix between introvert and extrovert tendency. So which one are you?
I'm an ambivert.
Woo! How about, what's the percentage of time where you're an introvert and an extrovert?
I think for the most part, I'm pretty much when I'm out networking. When I'm out networking, I am straight up an introvert. When I'm in smaller groups, intimate groups, I'm an extrovert. I'm an ambivert. And when I'm home, I'm a straight up extrovert because I'm just crazy at home. But when I'm out, it's networking that I instead of coming out and networking, I go in. I don't want to, I hate being there. I get anxiety. Nobody knows it though because I hide it well.
Yeah, you have to hide it. Yeah. So what does your business focus on and how can it help introverts?
So the power of the microphone, the microphone has so much power. And so for me, I've been podcasting since 2009. And this was before podcasting was a thing, right? And I found that I really loved it. And I kind of fell into podcasting. I was on traditional radio, kind of fell into that. I went to television, which, oh my God, that was scary. Kind of fell into that. But I went back around and married the two together under my media company, Noise Media Network. And so I like to help women learn how to navigate this space, learn how to take the microphone and make it their friend and help them build a global brand, telling their message, sharing their stories, because people love stories. And that's why I do it, because I love telling stories and I love telling people's stories. So my goal is to just help people learn how to master this thing and tell their stories and share them around the world, hopefully to inspire somebody else.
You know what? I love that simply because I think the thing is that when we as podcasters get to share our knowledge and our ideals, we're behind the mic. We're not necessarily, you know, being seen. And so as an introvert, I love that. Mm-hmm. However, I made a decision. It's time for me to be seen. Mm-hmm. So I am not only podcasting, but I'm making videos of the podcast interviews as I'm doing it, mm-hmm. so that I can grow my business that way. So if you have one tip you could offer introverts that will help them build their business online, what would that tip be?
Embrace media. That's my tip. Embrace media. Here's the thing. Right now, we're living in an age where people are consuming so much online content. It is crazy. And I don't see that really stopping. I think a lot of people have gotten used to the fact that, you know what, I could watch my favorite shows online. This was before COVID. You know, people, we knew it was there, but it's a little bit more rampant right now. So I would say embrace media. Open yourself up to new ideas. Like I tell people all the time, like I have an internet TV company. And I tell the people, you could be on TV. And when I say that, they think, is she nuts? I can't be on TV. You really could be on TV because most TVs right now that are being made, they're smart televisions, which means they connect to the internet. So yeah. Put yourself out there. What you're doing right now, Kim, creating is this, you're killing two birds with one stone, probably three birds, really. You probably killing three birds with one stone. You're creating the audio, you're creating the video, you're probably gonna transcribe both. Now you got all this great content. And yeah. I would say just leverage media, find out how to get on Roku, find out how to get on Amazon Fire Stick, find out how to get on Apple TV. All of these platforms are available for you. So that's what I would say do, especially if you're trying to build a brand. Now, if you're not trying to build a brand and you're just trying to make money and do your marketing, that's one thing. But you gotta think about this. When you think about Coca-Cola, Starbucks, you know, Doritos, they're all brands. And where do we see them at on television?
Everywhere.
But yeah. If you're sitting in your living room, especially in about 3 months when the Super Bowl come up, Doritos gonna be all over the TV. You can't put nothing on your TV and buy a Dorito. However, you're gonna remember that brand because you see it on TV. So I would say embrace media, not just social media, all media.
I love it, and that is so true. And as introverts, we have to get past ourselves, get mm-hmm. out of our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. At every time I do a podcast interview, I am nervous. So people go, you get nervous? Mm-mm. You're not an introvert. I'm like, okay, you don't really know me. You're not me. And for those who are listening and can't see me, I am actually on oxygen. It's not due to any current situation. I've been on oxygen since 2017. And it was one of the hindrances I was allowing to get in my way in doing video. And recently I said, you know what, forget it. I'm just gonna let people see me as I am, because I have been sharing old pictures or taking off my oxygen, taking pictures. I decided it's time to just push past that, because I want others to see me and see that they can do it also, can do the same things I'm doing. Video, podcast, whatever, they can do it too. Okay, let's get into some questions about you and your business. What did you invent? I know one of your things is that you're an inventor. What did you invent? I would love to know.
I invented the first plus size fashion dolls. So when you think about, they actually turned 21 years old this year. I invented them 21 years ago. So when you think about Barbie, she's twice the size of a Barbie. And so in 1999, I had this great idea. I was working for a pharmaceutical company. I had this wonderful idea because I hated my job. That's why God gave me the idea for this doll. And I had no clue what I was. Wow, it's like a doll. And I talked to one of my friends, and I was like, you know, I had this idea for a plus-size fashion doll. She invited me to her house, Kim, right, to look at some dolls that she had just bought. I mean, it had just literally came in the mail. She paid $250 for that doll. And I said to her, you paid $200 for a doll? And she was like, yeah, I collect them. And I was like, oh my God, we're gonna be rich. And I thought we were gonna be rich. I thought this idea was gonna make me millions of dollars. And I quit my job, Kim, like a crazy person.
Wow.
My job, I was working at Verizon, and they went on strike at Verizon in 1999, June 1999, they went on strike. When they went on strike, I never went back. And I had no money, I had bad credit, I had a little girl I had to take care of. I was a single parent, but I had this great idea that was gonna make me rich. At least that's what I thought. We came out with this line of plus size fashion dolls. A black doll, her name was Deja. A white doll, her name was Dawn. And a Spanish doll, her name was Dina. And so I hit the ground running. I did a bunch of doll shows. I became a little bit famous in the doll world. And people knew who I was and things like that. And that was really cool. They call it my first real business.
I love that. Wow. And as an introvert, you did all that. That's cool. So what was the process like at being an introvert entrepreneur? What was the process like with dealing with like media and going out? You said you did doll shows. How did you handle all of that?
You know what? No, what worked for me when it came to doing that? It was the fact that the doll was kind of at the center, right? So it wasn't about me, it was about the doll. So it kind of took the spotlight off of me and put all of the spotlight on the doll. When I got a chance to talk about the dolls and what they represented and how I came up with the idea, it wasn't so much about me. So I was at ease, and I learned to love it. What made me learn about media, I read a book called The Personal Touch by Terry Williams. So mm-hmm. Terry Williams at the time, she had a PR agency. She was a publicist for Eddie Murphy, Janet Jackson, Michael Jackson. She wow. was their publicist, and she had written this really good book called The Personal Touch. I read that book from front to back because we didn't have any money, and I learned all about PR. And from there, we were written up in major magazines, Heart and Soul magazine. I remember the first time we got written up in Heart and Soul magazine, Kelly Price was on one side and we were on the other side. Like, we're in the magazine with Kelly Price. And then another time we got written up, Taye Diggs was on the cover, and someone had emailed me from California. It's like, hey, saw a wonderful article about you in this magazine. And I was like, what magazine? It's like, Taye Diggs on the cover. Was a stranger, a random stranger who had picked it up. I got out the bed, it was midnight. I was living in Jersey, they were in California. I told my husband, we gotta go to the store. We gotta go find this magazine. We get to the grocery store at midnight. And there the magazine was, Taye Diggs on the cover, opening up, we had this great spread. So I learned about PR from Terry Williams' book. I've been talking about this book for 21 years, Kim, because it was my PR Bible. It helped me learn how to do publicity, because I didn't know how to do it. We didn't have a lot of money, so we had to learn how to do everything. And I became the tech person, the marketing person, the business person, and my partner, she was the person who made sure the clothes looked cute and the makeup was right and the hair is right. I gotta make this money. So I need to know how to do this business side. So that's how that whole thing rolled out for us.
That is awesome. So one of the things you've mentioned is that you are into podcasting and you're into video and you're into something else that's called streaming TV. What is that?
So I started podcasting about 2009, and the reason I got into podcasting, when the Dolls first launched, I had a newspaper called Women in Business Today. Someone had found the newspaper, and he had a radio show, and he asked me to be a guest on his show. So I said, okay, I'll be a guest. He liked me so much, he invited me to co-host the show, and I was like, holy crap, I'm about to be on radio. So every Saturday morning at 7:30 in the morning in New Jersey, I would get on there and do my segment with him. My husband works in pharmaceutical. The company that he worked for lost the patent to a medicine, so we moved to North Carolina because they closed the company down. Uh-huh. Get to North Carolina, driving down, I think it was 440 in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. There was a TV station. I did a U-turn. I said, I'm gonna go ahead and pitch a TV show to these people. Walked in, looking busted, Kim, wasn't dressed at all because I was trying to find my way to North Carolina, and pitched the show that was a radio show in Jersey. Pitched the show as a TV show. They loved it and picked it right up. I was like, I can't believe that just happened. So that's how I got into the television side. Fast forward to 2013, moved to Georgia, got here, went to a film expo because, you know, Georgia's big in the film industry. Uh-huh. Went to this film expo, saw these great filmmakers, had all this great content. There was a distribution company there who told them, listen, we can get you distribution, but you won't make any money for 15 years. And I was like, 15 years? So I'm sitting up there like, did he say 15 years? So he really said 15 years. And I thought, well, I know for a fact that you could put your film on Amazon and make money, because I had a very crummy film that we had made about me called Rise that was selling every year, $27. I was selling it for on Amazon. It's still on Amazon to this day. And I went back home and I was thinking about, what can I do? And just as sure as I asked, God gave me this vision for a company called HerTube. Like YouTube or HerTube, and I launched my first TV network called HerTube. And so streaming media is any media that's connected to a smart TV, and you can have a smart TV as long as you have internet, you'll be able to watch a whole bunch of stuff. Now, here's why that's important. People hate cable. You know, they don't want to pay $300 for cable. They don't want to pay $40 for a streaming stick and watching a million channels and a million shows, all this kind of stuff. So for entrepreneurs, that's an opportunity for you to get seen. And if you are thinking about building a brand, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to expand that brand. Because right now, my company is probably in 150 countries around the world on Apple TV, Roku, Fire TV, and Android TV. Now, a lot of people don't even know Android make TVs, but they do. And a lot of your televisions that are out, they're built on the Android platform. So that's streaming TV. That's what's popping right now. A lot of people still don't know about it though. And I've been doing this since 2013.
That is awesome. Woo!
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, you and I are going to be talking about
this. Yes, ma'am.
So the last question I want to ask you, I know that you you host the live podcast 4 days a week. What I want to know is, why did you start and how it can help introverts?
Oh my God. So I started back in 2009 when podcasting first kind of jumped off, and I loved it, but I wasn't making any money. And I was like, okay, this is great, but I need to make some money. So I stopped podcasting. By the time I stopped, I had did 215 episodes, and we used to do it every Tuesday. Fast forward to probably 2013, it started to pick up again. And I was like, it's picking up again. So I started back in 2015. I think one of the first people I interviewed was Bill Cosby's nephew. He had two nephews that live in the Metro Atlanta area. I interviewed one of those. One of them became a friend. I was at his wedding last year. And I was like, okay, I can do this thing. It's going to open up more doors now because it's a new kind of thing. I still wasn't making no money, Kim. And I was like, okay, this is not working. I need to go back and start consulting again. So I went back and started consulting again, but I missed it so much. I was like, I miss doing this. I love doing this. 2018, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this again. I'm going to start a podcast. I live in Gwinnett County. And I said, you know what? I had been in Georgia probably at that time 5 years, still didn't know a lot of people. And I was like, I'm going to start a podcast about my community. And I started the podcast and it just took off. And I was like, uh-oh, I'm onto something now. And so I do a live show. People think I'm nuts because my show is live Monday through Thursday. I play music, I do the horoscopes, I do news, I interview people on Thursdays, but I have so much fun. And I tell them, listen, my show is live, it's not edited, you're gonna get me live and in person, that's what you're gonna get. Mm-hmm. And so what happened was, if you're an introvert and you want to build a community around what you're doing, if you launch a podcast, that gives you an opportunity to talk to people who like you, who like the stuff you like.
All of this, as an introvert, I know could have been overwhelming. How did you get past the overwhelm of the whole thing?
I'm still working on that.
Yeah, I understand, because there are opportunities that have come my way. As an introvert, I don't necessarily like being in front of the camera. And I did, for 2.5 years, I did a live segment during a live newscast that was based out of Reno while I lived in Missouri. I talked about technology and I talked about social media. And I was, I wrote my segments. I researched and I wrote what I would say, and also the questions that the anchor, the newscaster, would ask me. So I pretty much produced my own 2.5 minute segment. And as an introvert, I would get nervous before I went on the air every time. However, once that opportunity to do it came up, it was like, okay, boom, I'm done. You know, and then later, here it is years later, and I still think back and go, I was on live news. And it was really funny. I went to visit the newscaster and some of the people who were in the Google Hangout. It was a Google Plus Hangout on air. So it was a few years ago. And so I went to Reno and I was visiting locally, and people recognized me along with the newscaster because they were seeing me on TV. Yep. And it still boggles me that as an introvert, I got past the overwhelm of being on live TV, and I did it. And I want to encourage introvert entrepreneurs in this week's challenge. I want, and I know Audrey agrees with me, we want you to do a podcast.
Yes.
You know, it's, I know it can get overwhelming. I know, I understand. However, there is somebody out there who needs to hear what you have to say.
Yep.
So I want to challenge you in this week's challenge to start researching podcasters who are in your industry. Find out what they're doing, see what's working and not working for them, and come up with the podcast that you can create. If you have questions, you can reach out to me or to Audrey on social media, or and you can try to learn from us how you can get your podcast going. Now, once you have your first podcast live, your first episode, what I want you to do is share with me via social media. You can find my social media links in the show notes. And I want to support you. And how will I do that? I will like, comment, and reshare your first episode. Remember, my social media links are in the show notes. So my final thoughts are, I'm so thankful that Audrey came and allowed me to interview her and for joining with me today on the Creative Introvert Entrepreneur Podcast. Remember, check the show notes to connect with me online, and I'll also have Audrey's information so you can connect with her online, and anything mentioned during our show, check the show notes. I'll have the links there. If you like this episode, please share it with your family and your friends. And remember, introverts unite! Be sure to tune in for our next episode. Also, I want to share your accomplishments on my podcast. If you reach out to me on social media with your with the weekly challenge, you just might be mentioned on my show. See you next time. Thank you, Audrey, for allowing me to interview you today.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.